This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yukis is here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Are you in my state?
I am.
I had to see someone else's Instagram post to know that you were visiting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm visiting. I'm here for an extended period of time. I'm one of you. I mean, I'm stalking you, actually. I'm about an hour and a half away. I drive up to your place. I use binoculars. I look in. I see dog. I see your son. I see the dog. Then I drive back each night.
Super creepy. This is not funny. Yeah. This is creepy. You might want to let's turn this around.
Telescope. You know, I've got all sorts of stuff. Okay, I'm going to start with two travel stories since you are our travel expert. You know, CBS has Peter Greenberg. Who needs Peter Greenberg? We've got Jamie Yukis. So. Yeah. I had to fly back, and I was lucky enough to fly back because we had a big charity event a week ago today for Second Harvest Heartland organization. Nice. I know you believe in a lot. Raised well over $400,000. So bravo to the audience for stepping forward. So as
remember
I'm flying
when you
back.
Me, do you remember when you made me eat a ghost pepper on television to raise money for Second Harvest Heartland?
Okay. I think you volunteered and said, I have the ability to eat anything spicy. And then we said, okay, because there was the world's spiciest pepper store out there, right? Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
We do have the footage somewhere where you're initially okay, then you're not good. And at some point, you're like, please, I want this to end now. But you were a trooper, as you always are.
Thank you.
It was great. So, okay, so I'm flying back, and I've got the window seat. Are you window or aisle?
Window, if I'm tired, I want to sleep. Aisle, if it's a very long flight, I'm going to want to get up to go to the bathroom.
Sure. So I get up this very nice woman's in the middle seat. She was already offering me to try to get me something to drink because I'd briefly dozed off when the drink cart had come by. And she's like, I'll get you one. I'll get you one. I'm like, no, I'm okay. Then she offers me a Clementine. Okay, if a random stranger on the plane offers you a Clementine, I was in because I love Clementines. And I'm not that paranoid. Had that. So then she gets up and goes, well, do you want to go to the bathroom too since we're both getting up? Sure. So when I come back, I sit down in my seat. My seat is not reclined. I don't jump in the seat. I don't plop a la Curb Fans. I sit in the seat, and the woman behind me goes, oh, great, right in my knees.
Oh.
Okay. You know me very well. I started to turn. I was ready to turn. And then I just caught myself and I thought, what's the point?
Yes, what's the point?
Then I sat there and I then I thought about it for about
count to five.
Yes. Well, I counted to 45 minutes because I kept thinking about it over and over and over again. And then when we got off the plane, I let her walk by me, and then I muttered to myself about her. Okay. But probably better than I'm on a cell phone issue where I'm, you know, screaming at somebody, and it's been a good run. Okay. Now Kathleen.
So what's your question?
No, I'm gonna get to it here. Kathleen and Quentin. They fly back yesterday, okay? And there are two people sitting in front of her. And one, to be honest, according to Kathleen, is a larger individual, larger female. And so another guy comes up and says, I have the window. And she goes, okay, slides over. Does not put the armrest down, separating her and the guy in the window, but does put the arm down between her and her guy or her traveling companion. So now she's leaning more into the guy. Okay.
Okay.
And has to put it in. And then when she sat down, she leaned back and hit Kathleen's knees. And guess what Kathleen said? Oh, you hit my knees. So there's some symmetry somehow in this trip. Okay.
But so what's the question? I'm so confused.
Okay. It's a very convoluted, complicated story. And remember, we're just trying to get to 12 segments here.
Okay.
If you're the guy and you're in the window and you're squished in the window, and you don't get the armchair, you know, the armrest separating you, but the husband does. How are you feeling about that?
Look, I just feel like airline travel has gotten just so awful that, like, this is to be expected. Like, I expect my knees to get bumped. I expect the kid behind me to kick me the entire flight. I expect people to be crying. Like, I expect, like, I don't know. It's just like, that's the cost of travel these days. Unless you're in first class, like, that's how everybody's rolling.
So you're in this seat and you can't put your armrest down, but you see the guy is, you're just going to say, you, Jamie Ukas, not a shrinking violet, more than willing to step forward. You're just going to be squished while she's leaning further into you and the guy has more room?
I've had this happen to me before. Like, what are you going to say? Like, put your armrest down?
Yes.
Like, what are you hoping for? You're hoping to say, put your armrest down, stop leaning on me?
And maybe get just a little more space. But then I have empathy because this person is bigger. And it's not like she just decided intentionally just to get bigger today to make the flight terrible for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's just like the cost. Like, I've had people fall asleep on me. I've had people where I've woken up and their shoes are off and they're like their feet are on my side of the, you know, the bottom area. I've had people who, like, they have their baggage and they're supposed to be able to fit it under the seat, and it's like all over their lap and under the seat, and the whole time they're standing up, rifling. I mean, I just think we live in a society where, like, no one is self-aware. No one cares about anybody else. It's like every man for himself, and I think there's no other place to see that part of humanity than an airplane.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dave Harrigan, you're in the same scenario. This guy's wedged up against the window, but the husband, the guy, the boyfriend, the travel companion, he's got the armrest. You don't have the armrest, Dave Harrigan. What are you doing?
You know me, Chad. I am a shrinking violet. I'm sitting there, and I'm doing nothing, and I will complain about it later.
See? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, see, your phone broke up there just a second. That's what, and I told this story to Dave, that's what still bugs me about not saying something, Jamie, to the woman last week. I feel like the...
Yeah, but who cares? Like, so she's a...
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Therapist. That person be themselves. You can't... control outcome of the situation. You can control what you did, which is what you did, and I'm proud of you.
Can I tell you one other part of the story that I followed her home and put a knife in her four tires?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop following people home with binoculars and knives or whatever. Like,
that's,
like, you're going to get
that seems to be the theme.
That is not accurate.
Yeah. All right.
Weirdo.
Your phone is breaking up, so I'm going to let you go.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm going to text you next day or two, and let's figure out a way if we can hook up. I'm here for a while.
Okay, let me know. I'm down the road.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Jamie and her breaking up phone. How would you feel if you're in that squish seat and the other person has the armrest? You're fine with it? You're rolling with it? You're doing the Minnesota thing, muttering to yourself. Are you going to speak up? What is your move? Are you going to be Harrigan, or are you going to step forward? By the way, if somebody takes their shoes and socks off, Dave, and their naked feet are leaning over against you, no chance in you know what. Are you going to speak up then, Dave?
Probably not. But you calling it the hair again, like I said, that's what I think I would do. It is what you did just a week ago.
I did.
You coward. Talk a big game. No, you don't back it up.
No. I did not. I was not squished in the seat.
Coward.
Though. I just had somebody say, oh, yeah. Right in my knees.
Now, a real man would have spoken up and said, pipe down, lady.
Missy. Why are you flying? Why aren't you cooking at home right now? 651-461-9226.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.